So today we have a little bit of a shorter episode, just going over the different moon phases, what they mean, and how you can use them. This is an episode that I've been wanting to make for a while, but just kept putting off, and so I figured why not just go ahead and record it. So we're going to start with the new moon, and the new moon represents new beginnings. Plant your seeds of intention and watch what you're manifesting start to, well, it's not going to start to grow on the new moon, but go ahead and set your intentions and it will begin to grow as the cycle moves forward. But this is the time to get really clear on what you want and start calling it in. And this is also a time to recharge. The waxing crescent is a time to plan and prepare. So once you've decided what it is that you're manifesting, now it's time to get a little type A-ish if you're not type A-ish. If you are type A, you've probably already planned. Like myself, I'm talking to myself here. The waxing crescent is also a mood booster. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to take that energy and you're going to write down your action plan. So for the first moon or first quarter, depending on what you prefer to call it, this is the time where you take action. So if it's something you're manifesting, maybe you do something small, like purchase something, nothing expensive, just something very small that is for or can be used with whatever it is you're manifesting, just to show the universe, like, hey, I'm ready. Like, I'm literally investing my hard-earned money. I mean, again, it can be like $5-$10, just something to make a gesture, really, that you are ready to receive. The waxing gibbous is a time to refine and observe, and this is a great time to ground yourself. So any type of grounding activities that you like, I really like salt baths. They're super, super grounding and super easy to do. Almost everyone has a bathtub and Epsom salt. So you just throw some of that in there, take your bath, going for a walk outside, getting out in nature, meditating, whatever that means for you. This is a good time to do that. The full moon is an energy boost. This is a time to celebrate. What have you accomplished since the last moon cycle? Again, lots of energy here. So you might be, I know for me personally, during the full moon, I clean my house quite a bit more because I have more energy and I'm not as tired. I really try to use that boost. Anyway. The waning gibbous, this is when you practice your gratitude. So you have chosen something to manifest and call in. You've made your action plan. You have done the work. You've grounded yourself. You've celebrated all of your past accomplishments. And now it's time to work on your gratitude list and just be very grateful of what it is that you already have. The last moon or third quarter moon is a time to release. Your energy is typically lower here. And the waning crescent is a time to reflect and rest. This is the last cycle before your new moon and it starts all over again. So take a little extra time just to move slower or whatever that means to you, whatever resting and reflecting means to you, maybe some extra journaling. And that is it for the moon phases. I did want to talk about something else that has to do with the moon phases, and this is all around your menstrual cycle. So some people, their menstrual cycles will sync up to the new moon and the full moon in those cycles. And I think this is super cool, so I just wanted to share. So they have a white moon cycle and a red moon cycle. So your white moon cycle is actually the most common for people that are synced up with the moon. And so what happens is you ovulate on the full moon and you typically will bleed on the new moon. And it is said that people who follow this white moon cycle are very mothering and very nurturing, and you actually follow the natural cycle of the earth. The red moon cycle is the opposite. So you ovulate with the new moon and you typically will bleed with the full moon. And these are said to be your healers, your magic makers, enchantress. Some people will consider witches, if that's your thing. If not, take what serves you, leave what doesn't. Anything in that realm typically are the ones who have the red moon cycle. And that's all I have for you today about moon cycles. I hope you guys have a great day, and I will be back next week.